What we could do instead is allow you to follow an interest, follow a hashtag, follow a trend, follow a community, which gives us the opportunity to show all the accounts, all the topics, all the moments, all the hashtags that are associated with that particular topic and interest, which really opens up the perspective that you see. But that is a huge fundamental shift to bias the entire network away from just an account bias towards a topics and interest bias.
Because isn't it the case that the, that one reason why you have so much content on there is as a result of putting millions of people around the world in this kind of gladiatorial contest with each other for followers, for attention. Like a lot, from the point of view who just read, people who just read Twitter, that's not an issue. But for the people who actually create it, everyone's out there saying, you know, I wish I had a few more likes, followers, retweets. And so they're constantly experimenting, trying to find the path to do that. And what we've all discovered is that the number one path to do that is to be some form of provocative, obnoxious, eloquently, like eloquent insults are a dream on Twitter, where you rapidly pile up, and it becomes this self-fueling process of driving outrage. How do you diffuse that?